Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, Rob, I didn't plan on this being the first thing that we talk about, but I'm going to stand up and I'm going to defend one of your takes because I think you make a good point, and this is where I think people are unfair. So we were talking about right before the 5 o'clock hour. Congratulations on getting through your 9 to 5. Hopefully you're having a great Thanksgiving week. If you go back a couple of postseasons ago, they had 6 postseason captains: Snead, Kelce, Mahomes, Jones, Bucker, and Tommy Townsend. 2 of those guys are gone. Those 4 guys, I think most people would agree, that is the foundation of the Chiefs. Those guys are the biggest reason on why the Chiefs won this game, in my opinion. Also, Rashee Rice, other guys made plays, but you get the point that I'm making. And I give the Chiefs a lot of credit for pulling themselves out of the fire. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. But, I mean, this team was back up against the wall, up against the ropes. I mean, getting rope-a-doped. They looked like they were about to get knocked out. Many of you had written the Chiefs off. I had written the Chiefs off. Man, when Kareem Hunt fumbled the ball, something that he has not done since 2017, and the Chiefs have another empty red zone trip, the thinking was they're about to lose this game. I don't know how they do it. They do this every single week, it feels like. At least they did last year. The Chiefs figure it out. Rob, this is where I think you're right. Someone on the text line just sent this in. Hey, guys, the fact that the Chiefs had to rely on gut check time to play efficiently is the problem. They're not consistent enough to make a serious run in January. Super Bowl teams don't need to put themselves in the fire week after week after week. I mean, it's good to have that ability, but you shouldn't need it every Sunday. This, to me, is, I would say, some of the flaws in the commentary that we have as NFL fans. Remember, Rob, when I was making the argument when it was like, oh, well, I like this quarterback. Well, then hold on. What quarterbacks do we like then? If you're telling me the Chiefs can't go to the Super Bowl because the Chiefs play in these close games and Super Bowl teams don't need to do that, you got to tell me then what team you think can win the Super Bowl. Because just take a look at the AFC. If you're telling me that Kansas City can't win the Super Bowl, okay, fair. You're telling me Indianapolis can't win the Super Bowl? Are you telling me they can? Because I just saw Indianapolis in the same gut check time that Kansas City was in. They had 4 straight offensive possessions. In those possessions, they did not get a first down and got 13 yards on their final 4 drives of the game. In their final 4 drives of the game, I saw an Indianapolis team that went on the road to Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago, and their quarterback fumbled it 4 times in the game. So if you're telling me the Chiefs can't win the Super Bowl, perfectly fine. I will give you 10 reasons on why the Colts can't win the Super Bowl. If you're telling me that, hey, Super Bowl teams don't got to pull themselves out of the fire, so we're arguing that Denver can't? Because Denver has pulled themselves out of the fire pretty frequently so far this year. I remember when having the ability to pull yourself out of these situations used to be a badge of honor and showing championship DNA. That's what I think the Chiefs showed yesterday. I'm not here to tell you the Chiefs played a perfect A-plus kind of game. I'm not here to tell you this. The Chiefs made things really sticky. In fact, I think that is the most down bad the Chiefs have been since the fourth quarter of the first Super Bowl. They looked lifeless in that game, if you remember. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they complete a 20-something yard pass to Tyreek Hill in the middle of the field, and the entire game changed, and we had a parade in Kansas City. Something very, very similar happened yesterday. The Chiefs hadn't scored a touchdown in the first 50 minutes of the game. The Chiefs, once again, driving the ball, feeling like they put something together. A player who hadn't fumbled since his first game in 2017 put the ball on the floor. The Chiefs' life bar was flashing. They needed something drastic to happen in order to win this game. And it happened yesterday. It happened. Their defense stepped up in a major way. Their quarterback stepped up and made major plays. Their kicker stepped up in major ways and made plays for them to go win the game. I'm here to tell you that if you are expecting the Chiefs to look pretty for the next six games of the season, you are about to be very, very disappointed. They ain't good enough to look pretty each and every week. They're going to have to pull some games out of the fire. It's going to be ugly. They're going on the road after playing a overtime game on the road in a short week on Thursday Night Football. They ain't playing the A game. I'm here to tell you that right now. You're about to be very disappointed if that's what you're expecting on Thursday. I mean, Travis Kelce just played the most snaps at 36 years old that he's played since 2016. Travis Kelce was on the field for 84 snaps. 84. They played 91 as a team. He was on the field for 84 snaps. Kareem Hunt just got 30 carries to help you win this game. It is impossible for the Chiefs to play their A game on Thursday in the face of all of that. So they're going to have to do more of these things. They're going to have to execute and eliminate mistakes and pull some games out of the fire. At this point, to me, it is about a simple equation of just win. That's all I care about. Sure, we can talk about some of the flaws. That's talking about the game from yesterday. And I'm here to always talk about the game. But the criticism cannot be, man, the Chiefs keep finding themselves in this situation, because every team in the NFL keeps finding themselves in this situation. The team with the best record in the NFC just blew a 21-point lead to the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. The Denver Broncos were down 32 points to the New York Giants. This is just football in 2025. There is no dominant run laps around everybody team this year. It's going to be a bunch of pulling things out of the fire if you're going to try to get to the Super Bowl at the end of the season. That's just where we are this year.
So I agree with you on the whole. I do.
Look at that. I'm on your side. You're about to argue against it. I know it. I can feel it.
We're on the same page. I just think, and this is a different conversation, is that last year when the Chiefs were constantly pulling themselves out of the fire, it was okay, wait, they're supposed to be more talented, all these things. Why can't they pull away from no one? That was a fair criticism last year. I think this year is different. We haven't seen them win that game once this year. It was one of the reasons that I was wrong. I picked the Colts. I was wrong. One of the reasons was every time they were in a in the fire type of game, for your analogy, they found themselves on the wrong side of it. They were in the fire game against Philly. They lost. They were in the fire game against Jacksonville. They lost. We don't need to go through each loss. So while I agree with the texter in principle, hey, you can't keep pulling yourself out of the fire and consider yourself a Super Bowl contender. You're right. You would like some comfortable wins against good teams. I'm not talking like 35-3, but you could win a 27-17 over a Colts or a Bills or whomever.
I think you're then arguing then that there's not a Super Bowl contending team in the entire National Football League then. If that's the argument you're going to make, because New England, and everybody loves New England right now. New England played a three-point game on the road against Buffalo. New England had needed a come-from-behind victory against the Falcons, a come-from-behind victory against the Cincinnati Bengals, a come-from-behind victory against the Bucks. Like, all of these games are these close, one-score, coin-flip kind of football games. So now I just don't want us to have an unrealistic expectation of what this is going to look like for Kansas City. I know there was a time there, what, a month ago, where we thought this was going to go back to 2018 and 2022 when the Chiefs just ran circles around everybody. That is not happening this year's team. I'm sorry. This team is not running laps around people. This team is going to have to win games kind of like how they just won on Sunday. Grind it out, control the line of scrimmage, make winning plays, and minimize mistakes down the stretch. That is how this team is going to have to win games. That's how Denver is going to have to win games. That's how New England is going to have to win games. All of these teams to me are very, very jumbled up on who we think is good and who we think can execute. Like for me, I'm out on Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis is a nice story. They're going to win 12 games. They're going to win 13 games. I think they are a really nice story. Right now, Indianapolis is in line to be the 3 seed. Indianapolis is not, in my opinion, going on the road potentially in back-to-back weeks and winning playoff games. Not when their whole offense is centered around one player being a superhero. And when he is a superhero, Indianapolis is incredible, maybe the best team in the league. But we've seen, if you can make him human the way that Kansas City did, if you can make him human the way that Pittsburgh did, you got a chance to beat the Indianapolis Colts. And a big reason why you'll have a chance to beat the Colts is their quarterback ain't good enough, and he's not close to being good enough. You win that game yesterday if you're Indianapolis with a decent quarterback. You didn't need to score at the end of the game. You needed to put drives together and get first downs is what Indianapolis needed to do. They went three and out four consecutive times. They had 13 three and outs the entire season coming into the game. 13. So about one a game. One a game, they get a three and out. And that happens. You just have a bad drive, right? You go to the sideline, you shake it off, you get some water, you see what you did wrong, and you get back out there. To have four in money time, in crunch time, you put a couple of first downs together, you win the game, and you eliminate the Kansas City Chiefs. Season over for them. You could possibly still be in the one seed conversation if you win this game. Their final 12 plays, they went 13 yards, and they gave it to their running back three times. They had a third and one from midfield. They do a deep pass down the field with Daniel Jones. I'm out with them and their ability to win the Super Bowl. I don't think this team can win three or two games. I'm not buying it when it comes to Indianapolis. Nice story. They will win 12 games this year. No, they can't do it. They're out in my book.
I don't disagree with you them being out, but you kind of stole my thunder on my point, because I do think there's not a bona fide Super Bowl team in the AFC. I think the Patriots are the closest to it, but it's fair to have criticism of the Patriots because Drake May in the postseason is extremely unproven. But Carrington, we just went through the fatal flaws of the Colts. I think you can do that with every team in the AFC. So as a positive to the Chiefs, a testament to the Chiefs did yesterday, to win in the postseason, this year maybe more than any year in the Chiefs-Mahomes dynastic era, you're going to have to win in the fire games. Like, look back at the Chiefs playoff runs. It's usually been a comfortable win or two and a really close one. I think every postseason game in the AFC is going to be close because there is no bona fide Super Bowl contender.
I agree.
The NFC is different. I think the Rams are starting to look a little bit head and shoulders above the rest. The Rams are starting to separate from the field a little bit. But in the AFC, the 7 seed, I guess the Chiefs are out right now, so we'll use them as an example. They're the 10 seed right now in the AFC. Crazy to say out loud, but that's what they are. They're the 10 seed in the AFC. If they're playing on the road in the first round of the playoffs, wild card weekend, they're headed to Denver. Do you think it's going to be an in-the-fire kind of game, or do you think one of those teams is going to comfortably win? It's going to be an in-the-fire game.
For sure, it's going to be tightly contested.
And I can cherry-pick every matchup that we're going to see in the postseason. We think we're going to see, you're like, oh, that's a tight one, that's a tight one, that's a tight one. I don't think a Chiefs and Texans from last year in the divisional round, where the Chiefs ended up winning pretty comfortably over C.J. Stroud and co. in the postseason, is going to happen this year. I don't think the Chiefs taking care of business against the Jags and Trevor Lawrence in the postseason, I don't think you're going to see that kind of game in the AFC. So that's why last year and this year to me are different. In the fire games last year, I felt like, hold on, you're supposed to be this bona fide Super Bowl, can't miss. It's just a matter of print the AFC champion shirts, and you're constantly in the fire with the Panthers. What are we doing? This year, I think in the fire games are valuable because there is no bona fide, you know, beast in the AFC. So winning games ugly is a skill this season. And I agree with you on the Colts. But if every game is going to be ugly in one possession, one or two plays determines everything. I don't think the Colts can make those plays, but if Shane Steichen in the postseason remembers I have Jonathan Taylor, maybe they do make those plays.
This is where I am. And everybody can be at a different place. This is just how I feel on where we are. There's four teams that can go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. It's Denver, New England, Kansas City, Baltimore. That's it. What about Buffalo? Stop it. Buffalo's not winning their division. That defense, that offense that has Khalil Shakir as their number one wide receiver, that team is not going on the road in three consecutive weeks and winning three straight games to go to the Super Bowl. Not with that defense. No thanks. If you guys want to take Daniel Jones in an outside road game in the playoffs, great. You'll get your chance. Second week of the postseason, they'll be the 3 seed and they'll go on the road in the postseason. And mark this down, they will lose. They'll lose second round. They might win the first round. I mean, they'll get the Chargers at home or somebody. They might win in the first round. They're not getting past the second round. Denver, and say what you want about Bo Nix, I think Indianapolis wins that game if Bo Nix is their quarterback. Bo Nix gets a first down or two at the end of the game. He makes one or two big plays. Well, how do you know? I just saw him do it last week. It was 3rd and 15. Hey, we got to make this play to potentially win this game. I saw him make it multiple times on that drive. I think Bo Nix is kind of proven, hey, maybe he's kind of clutch. Maybe he's kind of got that it and can make plays in those spots. New England has, if we are going off how they have played this season, not based off the pass, how they have played right now, Drake May has played better than any quarterback in the AFC this year. So I got to throw you on the list. I think you're going to end up being the one seed, so you only got to win one game to find yourself in the AFC Championship game. You'll have that game at home. Good coach, good quarterback, good defense. I like your run game. New England's got a shot. We'll see if you can do it with the quarterback who's never played in the postseason before. And someone said, what about where did Baltimore come from? That team is starting to get right, get healthy, and just start playing their best football of the year. Baltimore is going to figure out a way to make the postseason, and just that's not a team I would want to play if I'm one of these other teams. I just wouldn't want to play them. Like, if I'm Denver and Baltimore is coming into town, I'm a little worried because of Lamar Jackson. I think they're starting to figure it out. They're starting to get healthy. Their defense isn't nearly as bad as it was at the beginning of the season. And I think Baltimore is going to end up winning 11 or 12 games. I'm not sure if they're losing again, not for a while. So yeah, that's it for me. You can have Buffalo. You can have Indianapolis. You can have the Chargers. I know I'm Charger dot. I don't want them. You can take them. You can take Pittsburgh. You can take all of those teams. One of those four teams is going to represent the AFC. Denver, New England, Kansas City, or Baltimore. And now we got, 6 weeks to try to figure out who that could potentially be. All right, Rob, I know we got to shout out Baker University.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Kansas Stars hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
Man, I really, really feel strongly that this was as down as the Chiefs have been. Just from a ability to win, what this means, this is as bad as it was for the Chiefs since the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. And in my opinion, the Chiefs, they just remembered exactly who they are. Like, it was funny because coming into this game, Rob, you and I talked about how both of these teams I felt like were in very comparable positions. That the Chiefs kind of needed to remind people that they were the Chiefs, because a lot of the conversation last week was about, hey, why can't the Chiefs win these close one-score games? The Chiefs last year won all of these games, and now they don't win any of it. That was the theme last week. And you knew this was going to be a close game. The spread was 3.5. I mean, Vegas kind of knows what they're doing when it comes to this thing. And then we said on Friday, if the Colts had figured out a way to win that game, the way you would have had to talk about them would have been drastically different. You knew how important that game was for Kansas City. You knew what it meant in the AFC playoff picture. And for the first time in the Patrick Mahomes era, in the regular season at least, a team had a chance to end Kansas City. It was right there for Indianapolis. But Indianapolis played a 51-minute game, a 53-minute game, and we got way too much historical evidence. You know you can't do that against Kansas City. How can you do that when you got that man number 15 over there? You're going to leave opportunity? You're going to leave room for him to come in and break your heart? That's exactly what he did. The Colts were in control of this game. They were in control of it. Sure, Kansas City was moving the ball up and down the field, but when it came time to get in the red zone, Indianapolis was able to get off the field or force the turnover or force the mistake. They were in control of this game. They had Kansas City up against the ropes. The ref was about to come in and stop the fight. That's how bad it was. And you let, in a UFC analogy, you let the Chiefs grab your arm and roll over. And then they started doing the ones that was pummeling you, and the fight turned instantly. Not since that first Super Bowl have we seen the Chiefs go from dead to alive as quickly as we saw. Their season was over. It was over. If Indianapolis gets a couple of first downs, that very next drive after the fumble, they went 3 plays, -2 yards. They went backwards. the biggest momentum shift of the game, aside from the bobbled interception, the tip pass in the first possession of the game. It's the biggest swing. You got to put a drive together. They went negative 2 yards in the play. They didn't get the ball back. They got another chance. Another three and out. Another opportunity. The Chiefs really locked in on defense. They locked in on offense. And once again, it comes down to your quarterback and his ability to make plays. That's what it came down to, your quarterback and his ability to make plays. And if you're confident in Kansas City, man, look no further than overtime. The Chiefs ran the ball on first down. It was an incompletion. They then had second and 10. For whatever reason, it still blows my mind that the Chiefs did this. On second and 10 in overtime in a gotta-have-it situation, they are in shotgun and they ran the ball to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You guys will find this shocking. He lost yards. I mean, I can't. Yes, it did not work. I know, the whole say-it-out-loud test. Second and 10, shotgun run, Clyde Edwards-Helaire didn't work, failed. Then their quarterback throws a 31-yard pass to Xavier Worthy. Turns the entire game around. Another big play, Rashee Rice, field goal, let's go home, let's go win the game. The reason you should believe in Kansas City is number 15 for them has shown you pretty routinely, I'm not letting us lose today. And that's what happened. Both teams trusted their best player in overtime. Indianapolis had the ball first in overtime. It's third and one. They ran a toss play. Jonathan Taylor gets negative yards. You have to punt. Third and long. Kansas City needs a play. Patrick Mahomes comes up with that play. Both teams needed their MVP candidate, top player, to make a play. And what has pretty routinely happened in Patrick Mahomes' career, he figured out a way to make that play, and the Chiefs go on and win the football game.
Number two.
Carrie's going to rub against it, so we'll make this hit number two very, very short. Not only did the Chiefs come back and win when they were up against the ropes, one player may have felt like he was the reason they're up against the ropes, as Kareem Hunt fumbled when the game was 2019 and things were very shaky. But you notice one of those foundational pieces, as we call them, make a point to go up and be a leader for this Chiefs team. And that had a major impact on the Chiefs getting a win on Sunday.
I give Travis Kelce all the credit in the world. I thought Travis Kelce's leadership was a defining moment in this game. I think Travis going up to Kareem Hunt and hugging him, and you can read his lips, "We need you." And keeping him focused and keeping him engaged when it would have been very easy to hang your head and get down on yourself and wallow in self-pity, to get that player to turn back around and have him be at the center of what you were doing, that is the definition of being a leader. The definition of it. I really don't think you can undersell how important their power structure was in this game. This is the best Chris Jones game that they had so far this season. Mahomes in overtime. Travis Kelce, sure, this wasn't from a numbers standpoint the biggest game. Didn't have a touchdown, even though one got called back. Didn't have five catches, 400 yards. Wasn't one of those kind of games. But the leadership, the calmness, the steady hand, the veteran presence, I thought was monumental down the stretch. And a kicker who was pretty shaky in the first part of the season made every single kick yesterday, and that was a monumental difference in why the Chiefs won this game. Someone on the text line says, "C-Dot, are you going to talk about Juwan Taylor?" We'll talk about that coming up on the other side. And in the face of everything that went right, there were some things that went wrong that the Chiefs need to clean up. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of things that yesterday that happened. Now, I'm all here to be positive. The Chiefs won, and ultimately, that is all that matters. But I don't know about you guys. I want what they accomplished to be sustainable. I want the Chiefs to be able to replicate that. And a big way to replicate that is to eliminate some of the mistakes that they committed yesterday and somehow continue to find themselves making. Let's start with what I think is one of their number one problems. Someone on the text line says, stop talking about Juwan Taylor. It's old. Move on. Four separate times this season, a Juwan Taylor penalty has erased a touchdown. He's costing you points. We are beyond a little cutesy, he just moves early and gets penalized for, and this is the fault of Chris Collinsworth. He is taking touchdowns off the boards and red zone opportunities. In your last two games, he has committed a significant penalty in the red zone. Against the Denver Broncos, he commits a penalty, and Patrick Mahomes throws an interception two passes later, so you end the drive with 0 points. Yesterday, for a team that was stalled in the red zone, you score a touchdown in the red zone. We all see that yellow flag graphic pop up. Everybody watching it, everybody in that stadium knew exactly who they called a penalty on. Now, your argument could be he didn't commit it. Okay, it's a questionable call. But we have to acknowledge one of their offensive linemen continues to find himself in the middle of these situations. It's hard to do that on a week-in, week-out basis against good football teams. And Indianapolis is a good football team. So that's number one. It's hard to overcome. He takes points off the board for you every week. And look at their offense. Points are hard to come by. This isn't the old days where the Chiefs were just throwing up 35, 40 points and we're comparing them to Golden State. No, points have been at a premium these last couple of weeks. He can't continue to remove touchdowns and points off the board like he has. That's not sustainable, in my opinion. So that's number one. Number two, Dave Tobe, you gotta be better. I know that we've talked about the defensive line as being one of the more disappointing units on their team. I'm sorry. At least for me right now, the number one disappointment is Dave Tobe and that special teams unit. He has been given so much power in that building and with that roster. Every year we debate who his pick is going to be. He has influence over who makes the roster. a guy that, hey, maybe you want to carry another defensive lineman. Maybe you want to carry this. But no, we have dedicated roster spaces specifically to you and who you like and who you think should be on the team. He is his own version of a head coach. Maybe you guys have heard the story. Maybe you haven't heard it. But a major reason why John Harbaugh got his job as a special teams coach, the logic by Ozzie Newsome was, if you can coach special teams well, then you can coach the rest of the roster because you're coaching the bottom 15 guys. And if you can coach those guys up and get the most out of them, you can coach the whole 53. You're not getting the Mahomes and the Chris Jones on special teams. No, you're getting the Nico Remigios. You're getting the Mecole Hardmans. You're getting those guys, and you got to make the most out of it. There's not a single person listening that can tell me right now they're getting the most out of the special teams, whether it is in kick or punt return or committing penalties. It's routine at this point. It shouldn't be routine. So Juwan Taylor penalties continue to hurt this team. Them being so bad in special teams is killing them for a team that has invested a lot in the special teams. We think that their special teams coach is the highest paid in the league. Their kicker, long tenured. This is a team that special teams should be a priority. They should be one of the better special teams units in the National Football League. That is not the case right now for this team. It is not the case. So we're looking at two things that very easily could have cost this team, has cost this team in the past, and you are going to find yourself in these situations again. It is Juwan Taylor penalties that take direct points off of the board, and it is you don't get anything from your kick or punt return unit, and or if you do get anything from them, well, there's a penalty, and somebody held or somebody blocked a legal block in the back. Those things are not sustainable for a team that has to win five of its next six games in order to make the postseason.
I mean, it is, at this point, same song, different verse with both of those things. At least for Juwan Taylor, it's kind of his career. Like, it happened in Jacksonville. It's been happening here. It's happening this season. Happened last season. Da-da-da-da. With the special teams, the text line pointed out earlier, hey, these things have also been a problem. I think winning has cured all ills. I think the perfume of success has made people kind of numb to the problems. Well, for whatever the reason, I don't know the singular reason, the Chiefs aren't as dominant this year as they were last year or in years past. So you're going to have to win games in the margins. You have to win a turnover battle. You have to be smarter and not as many penalties. You have to have better quarterback play. You have to do all those things correctly, or you're going to be in dogfights where one play goes the wrong way and you lose. And when you're in a situation like that, which is what the AFC playoffs are going to be, and frankly, every AFC game they have remaining on their schedule is going to be that way, I guess, save the Titans. But the importance, you can't have a player on the field who's giving away yards, and you can't have a unit of one of your three who's giving away yards. This is not just a Butker problem or an Ariza problem. This is a Remigio doesn't know how to fair catch. They get negative yards on kick returns. They get negative yards on punt returns. Their punt coverage and kick coverage units are problems. Like Marvin Mims and the Broncos, one of the reasons why they beat you a week ago is because you gave up big returns. This week, you didn't give up a touchdown, but you were giving away yardage after every punt because their returner had a quality return. It's been bad all year round. It's been bad for a while. You now are not winning by just pure talent. You got to win on the margins, which is the NFL. But you can't have two things every Sunday that you go into and you can laugh at. Hey, we're going to have penalties on special teams. Hey, Juwan Taylor's going to have a couple of questionable penalties. That's just the Chiefs, you know? Because if that's the Chiefs, you know, the Chiefs might lose games because of those two things. And I can point to games they have lost because of those two things.
I would say that the biggest question for the Chiefs heading into Thursday's game against the Cowboys is who's running the football. Now, we all love Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt was very, very valuable in Sunday's win. He had 30 carries. I don't think anybody believes that Kareem Hunt, at his age, is now turning around in a short period of time and getting another 18, 20 carries or so. They're going to need other running back contributions on Thursday. Now, does that come from Isaiah Pacheco? Possibly. Pacheco practiced last week, and you could certainly sell me that Pacheco could have played if necessary, but they know that they got these two games in a short window, So let's sit him out of the first one, and then we'll have him play in the second one so he can be available. So that's an answer that we'll get tomorrow. That's the first question. Hey, you guys gave 30 carries to Kareem Hunt. What's the plan at running back? Is Isaiah Pacheco going to be available? That should be the first question tomorrow in the press conference. So if it's not Isaiah Pacheco, who can it be and who should it be? I'm here to tell you they cannot continue to give Clyde Edwards-Helaire carries. And if you're one of the complaining about play calling, on 2nd and 10 in overtime, they ran a shotgun run to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You cannot do that. He cannot touch the football. He has 9 touches for 22 yards. Clyde Edwards-Helaire touches are not positive plays for Kansas City's offense. And they don't need negative plays in this offense. It's hard enough with who they got. So either you got to get some kind of confidence in Breshad Smith, you need Isaiah Pacheco back, which seems like the most likely, or immediately after this game, you went to go get a running back in Damian Pierce. You got to find out what he can do. Because Elijah Mitchell, he's done. They already made that clear to me. When you made him active for the Broncos game, and now he was inactive for this game, he's been on the field for 5 snaps this year. Let's stop talking about Elijah Mitchell. He doesn't exist anymore. So there has to be some kind of running back plan. Their plan, and what I don't want the Chiefs to go back to, because we know they're capable of doing this, they run the ball 12 times on Thursday. If they do that, they lose the game. I'm not saying they got to run it 30 times, but I think we saw, hey, in order for their offense to work, you got to be balanced. You got to respect the run. You got to believe that the Chiefs are going to run the football. And I know they didn't run it great. Kareem Hunt had 3.5 yards per carry, so I'm not here to tell you that he was Eric Dickerson out there. But I firmly believe their commitment to running the football, even when they were behind, was a major contributing factor to their success and their win. And the being able to grind Indianapolis in the dust and hold the ball for 91 plays and control the clock and tempo and style of the game was a key factor in why the Chiefs won the game. Coming up on the other side, we got Monday Night Football coming up. I'm about to say Thursday Night Football. I mean, so thinking about Thanksgiving so much. We got Monday Night Football and Kansas won today. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm seeing a lot of people. It's been a very popular stance, I feel like. A lot of folks got Carolina going on the road and pulling off the upset today. Have you seen that, Rob? My timeline, I've seen a theme that a lot of people think San Francisco is going down today. Have you seen that on your timeline?
I have not. Now, admittedly, my timeline has not really shifted yet to Monday Night Football because...
Oh, you find a lot of KU people.
Yeah, it's very much, here's what Bill Self said in postgame today, but I will keep an eye on it for when the sentiment on the timeline changes. But right now it's, hey, what's a timeline for Darren Peterson? Blah, blah, blah. That's my timeline.
How have you felt after what you saw earlier today? KU beating Notre Dame. Game got kind of sticky late. It was a 4-point game in the second half, but KU, it never really feels like Notre Dame had the lead. I wasn't watching it super closely, but I don't think that Notre Dame took the lead really at any point, and KU figured out a way to win.
I mean, I feel good because they won, but I will feel better about this team when I see them with Darren Peterson. I know that's a super cop-out. I have right on back here the St. John's and Iowa State game, and Iowa State looks like
they're... I'm watching Syracuse and Houston.
Ah.
That's the game I'm watching.
Iowa State looks like they're a formidable team this year. Like, there's a lot of things that I liked about today's KU game, but I got to remember, it ain't like they went out and beat a great Notre Dame team. It's a middle-of-the-pack ACC team. So winning feels better than losing, but I'd like to see the UConn game with Peterson before I make any sweeping declarations about this year's team.
Yeah, I mean, I just think we know about this team already. Like, I hear what you were saying. I mean, this team, I mean, they have five. Yeah, Cole Rosario's okay. He's fine. But, like, I'm looking at this game right now. I mean, they out of their 71 points, 63 of their points came from Florey, Bryson Tiller, Melvin Council, and Trey White. Now, those guys are having to carry a big burden because you don't have Darren Peterson. I mean, those guys are playing 35, 34 minutes in this game. But, I mean, that's really it. KU doesn't really have a bench, but the hope is, I mean, one of these guys ends up going to the bench whenever Darren Peterson gets back. So you can go kind of six, maybe seven deep, and we'll see how those guys kind of gel. I feel like at this point, we kind of know what this KU team is. The question is just, what's their ceiling look like when they get back maybe the best player in the sport?
So I agree. I mean, it's semantics. I both agree and disagree with you. I agree we kind of know what KU is without Darren Peterson, but adding a guy who is that caliber should make the game easier on everyone else too. Like, in theory, Cole Rosario, you mentioned him as a you know, guy who will probably bounce back to the bench.
He absolutely should.
He absolutely, yeah, 100%. Is he going to be better when he gets better shot opportunities because you're going to be more concerned with Darren Peterson? Trey White, is he going to be, hey, we're not relying on you to score, but since you can score, now, you know, you can't take away everyone. Like, I agree with you. We know what the role pieces are, their strengths and their weaknesses, and, you know, they'll develop a little bit, but I need to see it with 22 on the floor before I'm like, oh, I know for a fact, because I would say Florey's game is going to get better. You're telling me high pick and roll with Darren Peterson and Florey Badunga's not free money? It's going to get better when Darren Peterson just takes the floor, and it is feeling more and more like UConn is that target date.
What, I was going to ask you that. Are you hearing from your KU people that he's going to play in the UConn game?
It feels nothing definitive, but it's feeling more and more like UConn.
So you're saying I need to try now to get my tickets for the game.
You might have missed the window to miss the tickets. I probably would have probably plummeted recently.
You can get it right now for $65. You can get your $50 ticket for that UConn game.
Michael Swain said,
you're going to be in the back of the back.
Michael Swain wrote, column earlier where he said his projection for Darren Peterson, and Michael Swain's way more connected than me and you, his projection's the UConn game.
Yeah, I'm not buying tickets until I know he's playing. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that right now. There's a 0% chance that either I'm buying tickets or calling in the favor than Darren Peterson ain't showing up. I'm going to be hot. I'm only going to watch him play. I want to see him play against a legitimate team.
Then you're going to pay a tax. You're going to pay the Darren Peterson tax.
Right now it's $50. But
it'll go up.
You also know Tuesday at 8:00. That ain't, you know how it is.
Yeah, it's not going to be. I'm not saying it's going to be like 500. It's going to be more than 50. You're gonna pay a, oh, that guy's playing tax.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't mind paying 70. I'll pay 70 to go. That's the limit. 70's the limit. I'm not paying more than that. Go. I don't want to go that bad. I'll watch it at home.
That's 70 on a week. We're going to be spending what, another 70 to 80 on the back end on Sunday.
Yeah, well, afternoon money. That's what it is. Oh, I'm not even worried about whatever it costs on Sunday to go watch Missouri, Kansas. That's the price. I'm not even whatever. I'm not walking up. I'm not going up two escalators. However much for a 100 level ticket? Thank you. I need that one. Thank you. Those are mine. I'm not arguing with anybody. What are we doing here? I'm here to watch Anthony. No, I'm not part of that. I had a lot of fun today. I just plan on watching a little college basketball, a little Monday Night Football. Syracuse is putting up a good first half right now. They're a little out, man. Houston's, I mean, one of the better teams in the country. All
right. How's that Anthony's kid looking?
I ain't really been. I'm working. I'm not you. You're back there. I don't know what you're doing.
I locked in the minute KU went final.
Yeah, that was 2.5. You didn't. That was 5 o'clock. We didn't have your services.
By the way, you're welcome, Baker. I nailed that read. You timed it out perfectly.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's the drive.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.